Universal Towing. Can I help you?
Yeah, is Richard in?
This is Richard. How can I help you?
Hey, Richard. It's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
All right. What can I do for you?
Good. I'm not sure if you remember. We spoke earlier in the summer about some equipment and capital that we had you guys pre-approved for you.
I already bought equipment. I bought a brand new tow truck.
How long ago was that?
Was in process 4 months, and then we just got the truck 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so you just got it back?
Just got the truck, yeah.
How's it running for you so far?
Works fine.
That's
2016
good.
Dodge.
Brand new, huh?
Brand new.
Nice.
$106,000.
Nice. Did you end up financing that one too?
Yeah, that one's getting financed. 8%.
Nice. Not too bad. Who'd you do that one with?
With the House of Wreckers.
Okay. Is that, who you tend to lean on typically when you guys do finance, or you kind of shop around?
The first time I bought a brand new tow truck.
Okay, so is that the first time you guys work with them too?
First time is Sanders. I think it's Sanders something is called the bank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they said I can't pay it off quicker than a year. I have to wait a year, and then I can just send a big payment.
Okay.
I figured I'd try to do $10,000 every 3 months besides the payment. I'd get out of it in about 3 years.
Okay, so that's what they got you set up on, a 3-year deal?
No, it's 72 months, but I want to pay it off in 3 years.
Okay, so get that done early, huh?
Yep, that's my plan.
I see.
I'll buy another new one after that. I want to buy a new flatbed.
After that one's paid off, or?
After when that gets paid off.
I got gotcha. Right. You going to bring on any more this year, or?
No, nothing else this year.
Any big plan?
I got two tow trucks, one in shop with fixing the motor, and the other one I spent $11,000 to fix this year, so.
Oh,
and
nice.
Tow trucks, and then hopefully I could sell one of those and then probably help pay down the new one.
Yeah. How many trucks are you up to nowadays? Just those two?
We got three.
Three?
We got three.
Mm-hmm. You guys going to keep expanding next year? Or, what's the plan for 2017?
That's what me and Mark are talking about, because we went corporation back in March.
Okay, so you guys are growing already, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna see what happens for next year.
Nice. Well, where at Santa Rosa are you actually?
Number one, Sebastopol Road in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, I saw you guys out there on Sebastopol Road. Do you guys service like all the Santa Rosa area, or?
Yeah, I'll go anywhere if it's somebody want to pay.
Yeah, I imagine. Do you guys ever have any cash flow crunches or anything like that too? We also got some unsecured capital. If you guys ever run across any issues like that.
Yeah, and at this time I don't need any money. I try to avoid getting any money borrowing because I'm already in debt $106,000.
Was that one? Oh, for your new truck?
Yeah, it's $1,825 a month.
I gotcha.
And my insurance doubled. It was $9,000. Now it's like $17,000.
Jeez, because of that that truck you bought
new
on.
Truck. Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, What was that? Go ahead.
Just money to make money, right?
Exactly. Well, I was giving you a call. So I was just going to say, if you ever want to refi that truck, we probably could get you something a little better than that 8% or see what you can work with.
Yeah, I can do that. Now I'm in a thing up to a year before I can even try to refinance.
Oh, in a binding contract?
Yeah, because I have a contract.
Oh, what was that? Was that like written in the contract or just kind of the rep that told you?
Yeah,
that?
That's what he told me. That's what he told me.
Well, what
he
said?
I got to wait a year. Before I can, if I want to refi, because I told him, I said, I got a couple of calls from people who want to loan me money to pay for the equipment. And he goes, well, you can pay this off if you want, but you have to have it a year. So you don't have to pay any penalty.
I see. But, so basically, there's not really binding contracts, then. You just kind of said
no,
you got
to
get that
penalty,
that's
what you'd have to pay.
I see. And was that written too? Was that in the contract, or just kind of what he told you?
I didn't really go through the whole thing of the contract. I was just ecstatic that they gave me a brand new truck.
Absolutely, man. Well,
I'm not worried about the payments again. The truck's nice. It's a crew cab like I wanted with all the bells and whistles.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
That's my plan. I'm going to try to pay it down within 3 years.
Yeah, I got you, man. Be optimistic about that. That's something to be happy about. No, I was just going to say, man, if you ever wanted to refi that or look into some other possible options, I'm sure we could get you something better to work with than 8%.
I'll probably try that after a year to see what I can get the rate down to.
Okay, I mean, yeah, and like I said too, we got some capital. If you ever, you know, just wanted some unsecured cash to use for the business, we could
do what I would too. Like to do, honestly, instead of me paying all I pay over here where I'm at, I would like to find a location that I can actually purchase and then pay, you know, monthly instead of paying this other guy that I pay for his mortgage.
Okay, that's up in Santa Rosa with you at the building you're at.
Yeah, I got the two buildings, and I was forced to get the second one because if I didn't, then he was gonna rent it out to somebody else, would have affected my yard.
So
kind of catch 22. If I didn't take it, he was gonna rent it. So I had to take it, even though I don't really use it.
You can't be running into you know, the shop you guys already got set up, right?
Yep.
I feel it.
So I figured for later on, as my credit improves and my income gets bigger, because I already passed what I did last year, and then I could try to get a loan to buy a piece of property where I could have my business.
Yeah, I know, I understand that too. What are you guys tracking for this year?
Huh?
What are you guys tracking for this year for sales?
What do you mean tracking?
Yeah, you said
I'm already over 140 on credit cards. I know I'm like 230 already for the year.
Is that for your debt or for...
My debt? No, that's what I made so far.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood that with the whole credit card thing.
No, I mean, my debt is what I bought the tow truck.
I gotcha. And, alright, well, for sure. How about I get your email, then I'll shoot you over my contact info, and whenever something does come up, we can, you know, do some business together, Richard.
Okay, it's Richard0869@sbcglobal.net.
Global.
Sam Baker Charlie.
Yeah, I gotcha. And then, are you guys like down by the fairground, or where out in Sebastopol?
No, the other side. We're cross street would be Boyd Street, Sebastopol Road.
I gotcha.
And it's Don's Appliances.
Yeah. No, I know exactly. I'm really familiar with Santa Rosa. I got family that lives over on Yulup Ave, so other side of the town.
Yeah, it would be nice to get a piece of property, maybe with a house on it, and big enough for you to have the business and a residential.
Yeah,
that would be better. I would say the residence and the business.
Yeah, combined. For sure. Were you looking to stay out in Santa Rosa, or?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Someplace.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what's your credit like, too? You said you're trying to get that up.
Well, I was at like 730 something, but it went down a few points because I guess the new loan.
Yeah, with that new truck.
It was like 717 and 720 or something like that.
Okay, 710
or 717. It went down like 6% on one and 16 or 11 on the other.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. All right, man. Well, I'll shoot you over my email. You have my info on file. If anything does come up, we can go from there. And other than that, I guess we'll just check back in there towards the end of the year. See what you guys are doing out there in Santa Rosa.
All right,
Richard.
No problem.
Have a good rest of your day.
Always willing to listen.
Yeah, okay. Have a good day, man.
Bye-bye.